getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go once again. Time for yet another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. That means old-time records, polkas, waltzes, what have you. Always played off of genuine phonograph records here in the old Oompa Hour, so crank up the Victrolas. They're not really Victrolas. They're genuine electric record players with needles and everything in them. But anyway, always records here on the show. Glad you're along with us for another week of great old-time music. Let's jump right into it with one from the New Phonics. That's NUFONICS, the New Phonics. This is the Polka Down Polka.
Call her Polka Babe, 'cause no one knows her name. She danced the polka all night long, that's how she came to fame. She really stomps her feet on that Hamtramck Street. In the bar she is a star, they say she can't be beat.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down.
Joe, he really steals the show, puts the rest up to the test and swings them to and fro. The girls all try their best, they dance the polka fest. He takes them one by one and puts them back with all the rest.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. Polka beat and to that polka sound. Swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. And romance, swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
And one day Joe met Babe at the Senate Cafe. Band was hot and on the spot they danced the night away. They swung and stomped about, the crowd began to shout. But Joe and Baby came and gazed, that night there was no doubt.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. And romance, swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
There you go, going to polka down there, the New Phonics, and that is, it's the Polka Down Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show as we get another week of great old-time music rolling here for you. I hope you're ready to do some dancing, or at least serious listening. Serious, meaningful toe-tapping would be adequate, I guess. Let's, but I don't know why I always start the show on turntable number two. Which means I'm going right to left instead of left to right. It's just ridiculous. But I do. I don't know why. Let's go over to turntable number one, then, where we find the Clevelanders Polka Band and the Seven Hills Polka. Seven Hills Polka, snappy little number there from the Clevelanders here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldies show, spinning the records here like we do every week on the show. Now, every show we always include at least one waltz, sometimes two. I think we had two last week, actually. And I have a waltz next, so you can tell I'm setting you up for that. I'm warning you now that there's a waltz coming up. However, I'll probably play another waltz in the show, because I did see a Frankie Yankovic waltz in the records for the show this week. But this is such a great title and such a great name for a band. And, you know, I keep track of all the songs we play here on the Oompa Hour every week. I type them out, and this one takes a whole line to type it out. It's "Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear," by Gary Kuchenbecker and his Old Lager Orchestra. How can you skip over a record like that? And it is not a polka. It is a waltz. So we'll slow it down a little bit, a little earlier in the program than usual. Recorded in Appleton, Wisconsin, by the way. Here we go.
Those tears in my beer, dear. love the malt and the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't drop those tears in my beer.
Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. It's also one of the few titles has a comma in it. There you go, Gary Kutchenbecker and his Old Lager Orchestra, recorded in Appleton, Wisconsin. KL Recording is the company there. That's just a fun record. Wait a minute here. I'm looking at this because it says Hubertus, Wisconsin on that side. Where did I see Appleton on here? Oh, Rainbow Gardens, Appleton, Wisconsin is where they recorded that site. Anyway, there you go. They don't need me sitting here reading the records for 5 minutes. I got Al Soika and the orchestra coming up here in a second. And before we get to that, let us take a moment and talk about A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where you're going to want to visit if you're ever going to be in the area. You know, you find yourself toddling along down the highway and you're like, oh, look, Duluth Superior coming up. And then you'll say, you know, I remember in the back of my mind there being some reason why we wanted to stop in Superior, Wisconsin. And that reason is most likely the World of Accordions Museum. And this is not just some little schlock by the side of the road, crummy little museum with a gas station in front or something. This is serious business. 1,400 concertinas and accordions on display. It's amazing is what it is. Beautiful concert hall during the nicer weather. Of course, it's winter here now. They have all sorts of activities, jam sessions, workshops, concerts. You just check it out. They'll update their calendar of events as we get further into the year here. Check it out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find everything. They've got the accordion and concertina technicians, a repair school there, all sorts of history and documentation, the gift shop, just all kinds of cool stuff. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the interwebs, all right? Let us move on to another record. How about that? Al Soika and the orchestra and the Sea Breeze Polka.
We'll be right back.
right. It's Al Soyka and the orchestra. That's the Sea Breeze Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Wasn't Sea Breeze a name of a tanning lotion, or am I crazy? It seems like it was. Maybe I'm confused with Sea and Ski. I don't know. It sounds like a brand name for something anyway. So anyway, here we are another week of doing the old Oompa Hour, coming to you from northern Minnesota. And like we do each and every week here, the show is performed live from beginning to end here in the studio. And, of course, you're hearing it on a recording or a download or whatever, because we have different stations and webcasters and podcasters and all sorts of technical ways in which these programs are disseminated to y'all these days. So, hey, however you're listening to it, glad you're along with the show today. One thing I like to remind people to do, and I don't remember to do it often enough. Wherever you're hearing the show, if you're listening to a podcast or you have a download or you're listening to a radio station, be it a little bitty low-power station or a college radio station or a non-com FM or whatever it happens to be, or a public radio or wherever you're listening to us, take a minute, drop them a postcard or a letter or whatever, and thank him for carrying the show. Thank him for being there and for all the other stuff that you hear where you're hearing this programming. Because you would think that the radio people get a lot of feedback from the public, but really you don't so much. And they would appreciate it. And they'd be thrilled if you sent them a postcard or a letter. They would be happy with an email. But if you get actual mail, that is a big deal nowadays. You get actual mail in the mail. That's an actual communication from a human being where they put pen to paper, or even if they typed it or word processed it and printed it or whatever and wrote out an envelope and stuck a stamp on and mailed to you, that makes it a little more special. And it gives people something exciting to look at in the mail besides bills and advertisements for crap they don't want. So, hey, maybe while you're listening to the Oompa Hour right now, dash off a quick note to wherever you're listening to the show and thank him for being there, all right? Do it! I'm not kidding. Just trying to inspire you. All right, let's. We do not hear from the Eddie Skeets Orchestra very often, and I'll read the record to you later because it's already on the record player on North Star Records, out of St. Paul, if I believe correctly. Eddie Skeets and the orchestra. This is Uncle Joe's Polka. There you go, Uncle Joe's Polka. Whether or not that has anything to do with Uncle Joe on Petticoat Junction, I don't know. And that means 2 weeks in a row I've had a Petticoat Junction reference here on the Oompa Hour. I don't know. North Star Records, North Star Music Company, St. Paul, 4, Minnesota. See, that record goes from when we just had that brief time where we messed around with something called the Zone System. How many of you remember that? So we didn't used to have anything. It'd just be like Minneapolis, comma, St. Paul. Then they had the Zone System, Minneapolis or St. Paul, 4, comma, Minnesota. Then we had the Zip Code System came along, and then we had Mr. Zip, was on all the packages. And it was on all the stamp packages. Mr. Zip, that happy little guy who was zipping because the mail was so fast now with zip codes. Remember Mr. Zip? And then we came up with the 9-digit zip codes. Because anybody can remember 9 stinking digits, right? You know how that story goes. Got the new 9-digit zip code. And I got my zip code confused with my social security number. And now I can't get my mail till I'm 65. Anyway, got a great record here from the Richie Vadnell Orchestra. And I don't recall having played this record on the show before. We must have. I can't believe we're almost up to 5 years worth of shows. I think next year, I'll have to do the math. I think next week is the 5-year anniversary of the Oompa Hour, because this is show number 259. That means next week's going to be show number 260. 260 divided by 5 is 52 weeks. I think that next week is going to be 5 years of the Oompa Hour. Never missed a show, ladies and gentlemen. Just like to brag about that. We must have played this record at some point. It's the Loverboy Polka, Richie Vadnell's orchestra with the Vadnell Singers. It says right on it. And I like the other side of this record, too. And the other side isn't really a polka, but it's still an old-time band, and I want to play that, too. But I'm not going to play them both this week. We're going to play the Loverboy Polka. Then I'm going to put this record back in the sleeve and put it back right here on this stack so that next week when I sit down to do the show, it's here and we'll play the other side next week. Anyway, here's Richie Vadnell Orchestra with the Vadnell Singers, by the way, and the Loverboy Polka.
I'm in love with you.
You are?
And don't know what to do.
Don't.
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too. Oh, lover boy. And don't know what to do.
You don't?
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too.
The Richie Vadnell Orchestra. That is the Loverboy Polka, says right here, with the Vadnell Singers. And now we're going to set this record on the other pile. Not the done pile, but the coming up pile, so we remember to play the other side next week, all right? I got the New Yorkers over here. It's a JJ record. You know, that's Lil Wally's record label. They only pressed up about 10 million records during a fantastic career in the record biz. You know, his Lil Wally and all the various groups it recorded for his record company. This is the New Yorkers. This is called the Polka Pops.
big loud.
What's the big loud?
There you have it, the Polka Pops. That's the New Yorkers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, and as long as we were talking about Lil Wally, and we were just a second ago, I was telling you that that New Yorkers record is on Lil Wally's JJ record label. And I thought, well, let's pull out a vintage Lil Wally record, huh? This is a good one, and you know it's a good one because it's got the old design label, the dark maroon label with the silver printing. And the record's got a lot of miles on it. This one has been spun a few million times, I think. Danced to an awful lot. Lil Wally, not with the Harmony Boys or the Lucky Harmony Boys, but with the Polka All-Stars and the Hello Stash Polka.
Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way we feel gay, singing all the time. Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way we feel gay, singing all the time. Stashko, goma, she's got pretty eyes. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got cash, she's got class, she's the one for me. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got cash, she's got class, she's the one for me.
All right, there you go, Lil Wally with the Polka All-Stars. Hello, Stash Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I should probably look at the clock occasionally here so I have some idea where we're at in the show. I can just keep playing records well after the show is over if I don't pay attention. Look at that, halfway through this hummer already. Well, let's keep her going. We got plenty of old-time records to play for you here on the Zumpa Hour once again. This one I picked up at a Goodwill store. It's not that often that you go in a Goodwill store anymore and there's any 45s. For sale, you know, 45 RPM records. This one's still got the price tag stuck on the label. 49 cents I paid for this one. Heck of a good deal. Romy Gaz, his trumpet and orchestra on Polka Land Records, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Here they are with the Loudmouth Polka. Thank you. All right, there you have it there. That is Romy Gaz, his trumpet and orchestra. I know because it says so right on the record. The Loudmouth Polka, this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour if you'd like to make a rest. There's no resting here. If you'd like to make a request or a dedication or just say hi or whatever the case might be. I lost my note that has a phone number on it. I've been telling you what the phone number is for 5 years now, and I don't know where I put it, and I don't remember it. Remember, how about? You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TimsOompahour. And you can text and you can call. And I would tell you the number if I thought there was any chance I would remember it right. 2218 is the area code. That one. What did I do with that note? Hang on. There it is. Wait, I found the note. It fell on the floor. Hang on. I'm getting it. Oh, all right. Here we go. You can call or text. Jeez, area code 218-259-2985. Yeah, that's it. It sounds familiar now. 218-259-2985. Text messages can go there, or you can leave a message on the answering gizmo. So there you go if you want to talk to us here at the Zumpa Hour. We haven't heard from Elmer Scheid and the band for a while. We'll take care of that right now. From New Ulm, Minnesota, this is the Grain Belt Polka. Shine and the band, that's the Grain Belt Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie store. My dad, my dad had a drugstore in Northeast Minneapolis that was not far from the Grain Belt Brewery back in the good old days when that big, giant, neon Grain Belt sign would light up for miles around over the Mississippi River there. It was a fabulous sight. I haven't been down there in years and years now, but I believe the sign has been restored and it's back on, actually. Used to be able to go take a tour of the Grain Belt Brewery, and they would have taps running where you could sample beer right out of the brewing stuff. I don't know. It's crazy anyway. All right, what do we have next? Maddie's Brothers over here on turntable number 2. We all remember this one. This is the Humpty Dumpty Polka.
Humpty back again. Hey, hey, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty Polka.
Maddie's Brothers there. That's the Humpty Dumpty Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I feel like I'm just relaxing today, like I'm not even talking, like I'm just sitting here and playing the records and enjoying myself. I don't feel like I'm working. I don't know. Let's do something New Jersey style, huh? Polish New Jersey style music. How about My Wife is Always Drunk Polka? This is Brass with Class.
I love her, she loves me, and we have a family. Boy, what I'm gonna do with my wife, Gizda.
My Wife is Always Drunk Polka. You gotta love the long note at the end there. Brass with Class here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Just spinning the records again like we do every week here on the show. So glad you're listening to us again this week. And now we're in trouble because I have one of my favorite songs over here on turntable number two. And it doesn't matter which band I play it by. I think I've got this by probably six different groups. And I don't care who does it. And it's just, it's one of those songs. You know, they say a song has a hook where it gets caught in your head. It becomes what they call an earworm. And it's just, it's in there, man. And you can't get rid of it. This is one of those. And I say this every single time I play the record, too. Ron Harvey and his orchestra. It's on Kooka Records out of Wisconsin. And you know what I'm going to say, don't you? It's Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, it's just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, what a girl in my eye. This is just another polka. Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka. Here's another polka. It's the Frankie Yankovic polka. Thank you. just another polka. It's the Romy Gaz Polka. Now here's another polka. It's the Bernie Roberts Polka. Now this is just another polka. It's the Whoopie John Polka. Here's one more polka. Sing the Lawrence Duca Polka.
I love to polka with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go, swinging the Red Raven Polka with the sweetheart that I love so.
Now this was just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has jived. This was just another polka, but holy smoke, oh, what a girl in my planet again. Oh, what a girl in my arms.
I love that song. I don't know why. I would like to find karaoke music for that, and I would sing it. It would just be awful. But anyway, the Ron Harvey Orchestra there, of course, with Just Another Polka, and from the Kuka Record Corporation in Sauk City, Wisconsin, on Polka Dot Records. And Dick Metko, special guest, playing the accordion on that one. So there you go. You don't hear it anywhere else but here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That's for darn sure. I promised you another waltz in the show. Earlier we had the Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear, with Gary Kuchenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra, which I just like to say. Let's do one with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. This is the Over Three Mountains Waltz.
It won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say no more over three hills I'll stray. It won't be long till I am there. Then with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say no more over three hills I'll stray.
Mm-hmm. microphone on, then speak, dummy. Over Three Mountains Waltz, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. On Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I think we'll have room to squeak in a couple more tunes yet, so stand by. I see the Deutschmeister's coming up here, and something else sitting over here, but I don't remember what it is, but I'll dig it out, and we'll get her on for you.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, we got a couple of more songs going to squeak into the show here. Man, I tell you, I'm typing in the names of the bands and stuff here on my playlist, and you type in the Deutschmeisters, and it really torques off the spell check in your computer, let me tell you. Here they are, the Deutschmeisters, and everybody, Schottisch. Even had the shave and a haircut, two bits ending on that one. Deutschmeister's there, everybody Schottisch, that's the name of the song, not my dancing suggestion, by the way. And I think we have time to slip in one more here in the Oompa Hour for another week. How about the Heavy Chicago Orchestra? Yeah, that's the name of the band. And I Know I'm Losing You, which is such a sad song, but they do it as a polka, for Pete's sake.
Oh, look at me the way you did before. Your kisses aren't like they used to be. For love that seems so right, how could it now go wrong? You're drifting so far away from me. Step by step, tear by tear, I'm trying so hard to hold you. Step by step I walk with you, tear by tear I'm crying too. I love you but I know I'm losing you. I can tell there's something wrong. You don't seem to feel the way I do. Yet I'm afraid to ask you, cause it might mean that we're through, and someone else might take my place with you. Step by step, tear by tear, I'm trying so hard to hold you. Step by step I walk with you, tear by tear I'm crying too. I love you, but I know I'm losing you.
There you go. That is the Heavy Chicago Band, and I know I'm losing you here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, and it says it's time to play the theme song and get the heck out of here is what it says. Can't believe that another hour flew by just like that, but it did, and I'll just start stacking up some records for next week.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Dick Pillar in the orchestra, by the way, doing that little theme song we always play. Tim Zumpa, our producer in the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by World of Accordions Museum, Kebs Records, and the International Polka Association. We'll be back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!